Kamala Harris uses debunked very fine people hoax. By Joel B. Polak on August 12, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris used the debunked very fine people hoax on Monday, falsely claiming that President Donald Trump had praised white supremacists and neo-Nazis in Charlottesville when he actually condemned them. The claim came from the X, Twitter account of Kamala Harris's official presidential campaign rapid response team. 7 years ago today, white supremacists and neo-Nazis marched on Charlottesville, chanting racist and anti-Semitic violence, killing an innocent woman. This is who Donald Trump calls very fine people. pic.twitter.com/ffhjhwvr9b. Kamala HQ, at Kamala HQ, August 12, 2024. Snopes.com officially debunked the claim in June, 7 years after it happened. But Harris also had it debunked to her face during the vice presidential debate in 2020, when she tried using it against Trump and was hit with the facts. The fact is that Trump was praising nonviolent participants on either side of a debate about a statue. He contrasted their behavior with that of the violent neo-Nazis and Antifa activists who came to Charlottesville to fight each other. Breitbart News confronted then-candidate Joe Biden, who ran on the hoax, with the facts in 2019, to no avail. Biden reiterated the hoax this weekend, and said Trump had emboldened the Ku Klux Klan to emerge without hoods. Not only is Harris lying about the very fine people hoax, but she has also been slow to condemn the anti-Semitic violence that swept the country since October 7, saying recently that she supports the emotion of those protests. Update: the Trump campaign has responded. A lie that has been so thoroughly and exhaustively debunked that repeating it insults the intelligence of the American people. Pretty much sums up Kamala's campaign. pic.twitter.com/jcslvjuice7r. Trump War Room, at Trump War Room, August 12, 2024. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.